I just wanted to be mashlim a little bit last week's topic. Last week's topic was the din of chayvul b'chaveira. So again, as a matter of vocabulary, right, the Rambam has what is called hilchos chayvel umazik. So chayvel refers to when one person damages another person, and mazik is when one person damages property, right? So if I take a hammer and I smash your car, I'm called a mazik. If I take a hammer and I smash you, I'm called a chovel.
So two
weeks ago, there was a show last week. No, last week there wasn't. It was 2 weeks ago. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, it was in Netanya last week. Now, that's why the Rambam has, again, niske mamon. Sometimes people are confused. Does niske mamon mean damage to property or damage by property? The answer is it's damage by property. In other words, niske mamon is the shore, right? Your mamon, right? Your shore, your boar, right? So when your property is mazik, that's called niske mamon. When you're mazik, if you're mazik a person, you're called a chayvel. And if you're mazik property, you're called mazik. That's why the Rambam has two separate halachas, niske mamon and hilchos chayvel umazik. Now again, just to chazer b'kisser, the status here, when you're chayvel b'chaveira, you're over on a lav. Whenever you hit a person without justification, you're over on a lav. What is the lav? The lav is learned out of Malkus. Right? It says by Malkus, Arbom Yakenu Lo Yosef. Right? 39 Malkus Lo Yosef. Right? Hen Yosef Lahakaisei Maka Rabba. Lest you give a person a Maka Rabba, an excessive maka, and pen is a laisasa, and from here we learn out that this is a general asara to be chayvul b'chaveira. The Gemara in Ksuvus then says, even though chayvul b'chaveira is a lav, and for a lav you ought to get malchus, but since we have a klal, that whenever you do something for which you're chayav malchus and mamon, you only get one punishment, not two punishments, and that's derived from that same pasuk, kidei rishasa, you only give a person one einish and not two einishim. So you can't get malchus and mamon. Okay, but that doesn't tell you which one you get. But the Gemara says that even though b'chala tayra kula we paskin, you're like a v'eino mishalim, by chayvol b'chaveira we paskin mishalim v'eino like. Okay, so memela, the Gemara then says, the Gemara itself says, a tremendous chiddush really, that since I'm chayav malchus, but the only thing is I'm putter because I'm mishalim, if my haka is less than a shavah pruta, I'm actually going to get malchus. Okay, so I mentioned the anomaly here. I punch somebody in the arm. I punch somebody in the arm. Now, Maisa, they say in order to be a chayvel isn't just the esem haka. Well, it's a good kasha. Let's say I punch somebody in the arm, I'm not talking about a friendly thing. I'll talk about a friendly thing or even wrestling around. I'll come to that in a moment. But let's say, Derek, I want to hurt the person. I punch him in the arm. And, it hurts. It may very well be that if it just goes away 2 seconds later, that might be a hakash, a bo sheva pruta. Now, the question is, would he get malchus for that? Some say, in order to be over the love of chavalah, chavala means you break a blood vessel. Either you're mitzi dam, or at least there's a black and blue mark. On the other hand, if you think about it, the makor of the Yisr chavala does not mention anything that has to be chavala. Just a maka rabba, an extra malchus. Okay, so that's one shayla. In other words, the question would be, in order to be chay of malchus. Now we know Chazal say, by maka ove v'imai, where there's a chi of misa for ove v'imai, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says b'feirish that you're not chay of misa ad sheyaseh chabura. Right? If God forbid somebody would hit his parents, but he would not be aseh chabura, he would not be chay of misa. The question is that also a tenai in the malchus of chayvel b'chaveri? But putting it aside, but let's assume there is a black and blue mark. But putting it aside, let's say my hakah is less than a sheva pruta, I get 39 malchus. If it's a sheva pruta, I just pay a sheva pruta. Well, as I say, I'd much rather pay a sheva pruta than get 39 malkas. So it's kedai to hit the guy a little harder, because that way, you know, you pay a little money and get out of the malkas. In fact, think about it. How much money would you pay to get out of 39 malkas? You know, you might pay a lot of money. Hey, I'll get it up to, you know, $500 maybe, you know, to get out of 39, maybe more, to get out of 39 facility.
Is there a punishment in Shmaya?
Well, it's hard to know. I mean, the Rambam does say that by any time you have to pay, you don't get kapara without the person's mechila. You have to even mevakesh mechila. But if the person's not meichel me, for sure there's an einish. If he's meichel me and I did tshuva, then l'chor there's no einish. I mean, l'chor there's no einish in such a case. In fact, that's the swara that I'm saying is not just a joke. The Emma says, I think the Beis Yosef says a swara like this. Beis Yosef says on a din of the Rambam, it's a little shrill, that the halacha is that if you're chayvel eved shel chaveira, if I'm chayvel an eved, knaini, of that belongs to somebody else, so since he's achicha b'mitzvah, never knaini is chayev b'mitzvah, he's not like a goy, so memela I get malchus if it's ein bo shavah pruta. So the Beis Yosef asks the kasha, why does the Rambam say only if I'm chayvel somebody else's eved? If I'm chayvel my own eved, I should get malchus. So the Beis Yosef actually says a surah like this. The Beis Yosef says a surah that if we would be mechayev you malchus for hitting your own eved, you would hit your eved harder, because in that case you don't have a chiyuv mamon. What's the halacha? In other words, if I'm chayvel my own eved, since Masha Kana Eved Kana Rabbi, I don't have to pay anything at all. So there, the choice is even worse. Because if I do it less than the Shavar Pruta, I get Malkus. If I do a Shavar Pruta, if it's not until it reaches Shein V'Yayin, then he goes free. But if it doesn't reach the stage of knocking out Shein V'Yayin, I'm Pacha Lagamri. So the Beis Yosef actually says the Swara, I mean, what's the mucker of this? That the Torah patters the Adayim from Malkus for being Chayvel his own Eved, lest he then hurt the Eved more to get out of the Chi of Malkus. So I'm saying the same story, even when you're going to pay money, you know, you might want to pay a little. The Jacob actually says it's a swara to be miyash of the rabbi.
Why is he put there from Malchus if he doesn't end up paying
it? That's a good question. That's a good question. So you have to understand it. That is a good question. Why would he be put there from Malchus? So you have to understand it that it's not the pshat that he's put there from paying. Rather, he pays to himself, meaning that's still called a chiyuv mamon. That there's a chiyuv mamon, and it goes back to him. Right? So it's Cain, that would be the way you have to understand
it. You have to give it to the Eved first, right?
It would be like giving it to the Eved, and then the Eved's kaina, Masha Kana Eved Kana Rabbi, so it blives like I'm paying the money, huh?
Yeah, you wouldn't actually have to give the money to the Eved, because
the Eved. Right, you wouldn't have to physically give it, but it's Ke'ilu, he's giving it to the Eved gives it back to him. Okay.
What's the Shavah Pruta that I was saying in the case?
Well, Shavah Pruta is very little. It really doesn't correspond to an agura or whatever.
No, I mean, what's the damage, like, how do you assess something?
Well, by every chayvel b'chaveirai, right, there are five different items that we assess. They may not exist in every case. We have nezek, tsar, riboy, sheves, boshes. Now, nezek only applies in permanent disability. If a person permanently loses a function, so it's permanent. If it's not permanent damage, there's no nezek. So nezek means his bechas in the shuk. If he's an eved, you actually can measure that objectively. But we ask, how much would this person be sold before his disability? And how much after his disability? And that represents his bechas. That's called nezek. Sheves is the temporary, right? So Sheves, you see, again, it's important. Let me get you, if you learn the Bava Kamma, you know this. Sheves doesn't mean his permanent loss of income, because for Keret, his permanent loss of income is reflected in his Bechas in Nezek, right? So you're not going to get both. You're not going to get the depreciation in your value and all the money you would have earned, because that's why you're depreciated in value. But Sheves refers to what we might call the temporary loss. So for example, the Gemara's example is, let's say as a result of injuring somebody, he's only capable of working like a shomer kishuyin. He can sit in a garden and scare away the birds. So the pachas is nezek, But if for 2 weeks he's in the hospital and he can't even be a Shomer Keshuyan, he's lost money from that for the 2 weeks or the 2 months. That's Shebis. So Shebis is not his full salary, but it's the what he's losing in what he could do now in his depreciated state. So that's Shebis. Ripoy are the doctor bills. Sar is pain. Now, how is pain measured? That's a big intangible. But pain is measured by, we have to ask a question, how much would you be willing to give not to have this pain? And Boshes is the same thing. How much would you be willing to pay not to have this this embarrassment?
So isn't like truly the desert is always always going to be more than a prison? Anyone will pay more than a
If there is nezik, but keep in mind, many cases, you see, many cases, it's not really nezik, because many cases don't have nezik. For example, anything that heals, there's really not nezik. If you break somebody's leg, and he goes to the hospital for 6 months, and then he can go back to normal job, so you pay him shevis. Now, shevis means his full wages for the 6 months, but there's no nezik calculation. So you're right, it could very well be that when there's nezik, it'll tend to be more than a pruta. But many, many cases don't have nezik. Nezik is only what we would call permanent disability.
The sar will always be like a shomer keshuyan, right?
Not always. I mean, most of the time.
Will pay,
well, I mean, let's say the mashal, I pinched your ear, like a rabbit, twisted your ear. Okay, so what do you think? You know, how much would you give? Boshes? Okay, yeah, okay. It could be. I mean, it could be that the case of Pachas Mishav Aprut is a rare case, but it might exist. Now, one thing just to explain that, I think I mentioned it, but just Bekitzer. So what about, you know, so every time I'm mocking somebody, Pachas Mishav Aprut, so I give somebody a punch, gives a knip on the cheek, or pinches the ear, twists the ear, you know, are we talking about Lavin here? So there's an important lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam's lashon is, and there are two gersites in the Rambam, but it might be, practically, they're both over the same way, that in order to be over the leisas of lo yosef, you have to be make es chavero. It says derech nitzayon, or another girsa is derech bizayon. Now, derech bizayon means in a manner that is intended to humiliate and shame somebody. Nitzayon is coming from ki natsu anashim, when people fight. I'm doing it to fight a person. So, Echmanim talk about would there be possible chilukim here, but you see that in this type of pa'ula, the kavana matters very much, that when you're doing it affectionately, and even a boxing match, although in a literal sense, a boxing match might be nitsayon, we're fighting, but it's not reflective of hatred necessarily, you know, and the like. In fact, this is why they say there's a heter for cosmetic surgery. The question is cosmetic surgery chayvel? Chayvel, and you might see blood, but it's not done derech nitzayon or derech bizayon. Hashkafically, there's a general issue that you want to change what Hashem gave you, and that's a separate matter, but in terms of chayvel b'chaveri, based on the formulation of the Rambam, so we wouldn't have to worry about, you know, play fighting. You know, the kids in high school like to wrestle, whatever. Younger kids certainly like to wrestle. You know, parents wrestle with their kids. These are not nichlal. In fact, who adin, there's no maka of avima. Now, so that would be a shada. The question is this. The question is that the minchas chinach actually has a shita that avavima can be meichel on chabura.
Afterwards?
Not afterwards. Afterwards not. But
before.
But before. So so when they agree to play, it's Kehila. Yeah, Kehila, their Meichel.
Is it a good idea for parents to
work
with
the
kids just for the future, so to see if the kids allow from all the yeah, that they could be over, let's keep it up. Save the kid a lot of trouble.
Well, it might be so. I mean, listen, it's very, very common on Kibbutz of the Aim that kids do not stand up for their parents, and to stand up when their parents come into a room. Elamai, we say that since parents today don't expect it, it's ki'ilu der mocha. But some Bali Musr say that once a day, the parents should expect the kids to stand up. Maybe not every time, it's too much, but I'll screen up they should learn.
The halacha is that they just stand up every time, it's not like a Rebbe.
Every time, yeah.
Same thing for Rebbe.
But the reason we don't do it is everyone is goodbye to Mechila.
Even Rebbe.
Yeah.
Is it Rebbe? I thought it was like once a day.
Well, if it's Rabbi Mufak is every day and many, not every day, every time. Rabbi Mufak. Now, our Rebbeim don't have a din of Rabbi Mufak because Rabbi Mufak is your lomed Rav Chachmas. So you're right, actually, you know, a normal Rebbe, you know, but Rabbi Mufak, yeah. And a parent, Lagabe Kima, has the din of a Rabbi Mufak.
So the mom as well?
Yeah, keep it up. Yeah. Now, they ask a question like this, though. They ask a question on this. Yeah.
Going back to cosmetic surgery. So, piercing also recalling like cosmetic surgery that really, by Chaybo, or would it be different?
So the question becomes it really depends. So some say it depends on the Girsa. Some want to say that if it's Derech Nitzayin, body piercing would be permitted because you're not doing it, it's not being done to you as an expression of hate or animosity. The bottom part of the ear is different anyway, but we're talking about, let's say a nose piercing. It goes back, so it's not called a chabura. But if your gur is derech bizayon, so they clear, maybe the pshat is any type of chabalah shlomos. Even if you're doing it to yourself, it's called bizayon.
You see in the chumash though, when you gave it a nose ring as well, pretty much right there.
Yeah, it was before Matan Torah. Before Matan Torah, yeah. But let me just tell you a Gemara. It's a short one. The Gemara says, Rav did not let, when Rav had a thorn in his foot, Rav did not let his son take out the thorn, like a splinter of thorn. Why? Because Rav was chayshish that in the process of his son taking out the thorn, he might cause bleeding, and that would be a shaygeg of the lav of makeh aviv v'imai. Yeah, that's the kasha. And memela, Rav didn't want his son to be aver on what's called a shigigas chenek. Shigigas chenek means an avera b'shaygeg for which b'mezid your chayev chenek, strangulation. So frek de Gemara, if Rav is afraid that there'll be mighty blood, then he shouldn't let anybody take out a thorn, because it's a shayeg on the lav of chabura, the Gemara asks. So the Gemara's answer is, chabura is only a lav, without a misa. Maka of Avima is a misa. So memela, if Rav had a choice, in other words, he was willing to let people take the chashash of being over on a lav of shayeg, but he wasn't willing to have his son take the chance of being over on a chiyuv misa b'shayeg. Now the emes is, this whole Gemara, both parts of the Gemara are very true. Because, like this, first of all, if I say like the Minchas Chinuch, that it's shayach rei father to be meichel on chabura in advance, then why does Rav have to look for somebody else? In other words, the Gemara seems to be indicating that if his son is right there, Rav would tell the son, you don't do it, I'll get somebody else. Why? Because you might be over on Makeh Ovi V'Iman. But if, like the Minchas Chinuch, the father could be Meichel on the Chabura, so let the father be Meichel. Right? That's a big kasha in the Minchas Chinuch. Why? Elamai, what do you mean? Rav didn't want to be Meichel? Well, why not? I mean, in other words, Rav needs the thorn. Now, if the pshat is that it's going to be mutter if he's Michael on the Chabur, let him be Michael. Okay. And that doesn't mean, you know, his son can punch him later. He's Michael on this. Mechila is not like, you know, you have to sign a blanket release, whatever you do to me, and the like. So the Gemara itself seems to be Mashmah, it's not Shach Mechila. Now, another kasha is like this. Even without the Minchas Chinuch about Mechila, if you learn that in order for it to be a Chabur, it has to be Derech Bizayan or Derech Nitzayan, so this is being done L'Rafua. So you might want to answer, Well, when the Rambam says Derech Nitzayin, Derech Bizayin, he's only going on Chayv El Bialma. But for Aviv Imai, even if it's Derech Refuah, that's fine. But if that's so, the Gemara's Kasha is no good. Because the Gemara then asks, if Rav is afraid that the one who takes out the thorn is going to be Iver, then he should be afraid that anybody who takes out the thorn is going to be Iver, because he's Iver and Chayva. But what's the Kasha? It's not Derech Nitzayim.
Right?
That's a bit of a dreidel. That since it's a lav rather than a misa, we create a new condition of derech. Okay, that's chashim and a sefer. I hear what you're saying. But if the Gemara is simply drawing the distinction between misa and lav, then that doesn't in and of itself introduce that chiluk. Because the whole Gemara there is shver. Both on the Minchas Chinuch that says. It's Shaykh Mechila, where you see that Rav didn't let his son take. So I'll leave it to Yemes. It's Machlekes. The Ramah says in Yerideya that a father is not allowed to be a Reife. I'm sorry, a son is not allowed to be a Reife for his father if it will involve the possibility.
Did you consider that?
In if it's pikuach nefesh, that's not a shaila. One could be makir of it for pikuach nefesh, but if it's not pikuach nefesh, a father, the Ramah says, should not be a rofe for his. I'm sorry, a son should not be a rofe for his father, if it may involve chaitzas dam, unless there is no other doctor as good. So. Apparently, we're soymich on the mekilim that said we don't paskin like this Gemara. So maybe the Michas Chinuch is going like that. And then there's a machlokas, right? What if the son would do it b'chinam?
So
is he don't paskin this Gemara? No, I'm saying the Ramah, according to this Gemara, even if there's no one else, you wouldn't be able to do it. But I'm saying, b'ikra din, we paskin that you could do it, but we're machmer l'chatchila to get another doctor. We're machmer l'chatchila to get another doctor. And then there's a machlokes like this. Well, what if father wants the son to do it, because son will do it cheap, or nothing, son will do it for free, and the other doctor is going to charge money. Is that called there's another doctor, or not? Right, so that's a machlokes achrayim. Some say that even the chiluk of chinam and schar. And of course, in the medical profession, I mean, it depends what a minor, to take out a splinter is a minor thing, but, you know, medically, a doctor is not supposed to treat his immediate family because the judgment, there's a negias. They say by lawyers too, a lawyer that represents himself as a fool for a client who represents his family, you know. Okay, yeah.
Once
father
asks him to take out a splinter,
would
he have to do it?
No, so the other way around. So it depends. If you go like the Minchas Chinuch, so a Bechila would help, but many poskim say we don't pass like the Minchas Chinuch. So it really depends. If the father is really in pain, and by the time it would take to get somebody else, you're going to prolong the father's pain, then Mishtama al pi the Ramah, that would blight, there's no one else. Because no one else doesn't mean that, you know, in a week somebody's going to show up. It means right now there's nobody that can alleviate the matzah. If, on the other hand, there's, let's say, a son-in-law in the house, and the son-in-law could do it, so you'd be bechayiv to tell the son-in-law to do it. Now, again, but then that's drabbanan. That's drabbanan. That's drabbanan. The chiyuv of the son-in-law to Aishas is a drabbanan. If, on the other hand, what if the father is embarrassed? What if he wants his son? He's embarrassed to have even a son-in-law do it. So that busha would also blight. You don't have another one. Right? So when the Ramah says you don't have another one, it's referring both to the skill level, and some say money versus free, prolongation of pain, and busha. Right? So these are factors that are called. But what I'm saying is that mi'ikar adin, that actually means we don't pass from that route. Because Rav ushered it, we actually paskin it's mutter, but l'chatchila we're machmir if it's shayach to get somebody else.
Can you hold on to the splinter and the parent?
Yep. Well, yeah, for sure, for sure, for sure. Because the sun is not making the chabura. Yeah. I mean, for a son to be misayaya in the father removing the splinter, that for sure is not a problem. So the son could do it that way if it's shy to do it that way.
How makel is, besides these reasons of prolonging the pain, how makel is the klal of, there's no other doctor. I mean, if there's other doctors, but he's far away, even 10 miles away, you could argue, well, the gun to go, even if I'm a heart surgeon, and there's no heart surgeon right here, but the one is one.
Okay, it depends. I mean, tircha is a factor too, and prolongation of tsar is a factor. So certainly, so we're fairly makel, but lechatzchila it's a heater. It's a heater. Yeah. Okay. But anyway, so this is kind of the basic idea of chayvel. So I wanted to be mashlim a little bit because we talked. If you just remember, without going over the whole thing, the minchas chinuch dion is a very interesting dion, and he ultimately had a machlekes rishonim. That is, okay, by chayvel b'chaveire, when I'm chayvel and it's a shavah pruta or more, so I'm chayev malchus al salav, and I'm chayev b'tashlomin, and since I only get one punishment, by chayvel b'chaveire, you're mishalein v'eino leike, even though b'chala terakula, you're leike v'eino mishalein. So the minchas chinuch shaila was like this. What does it mean when the Torah is mechadesh by chayvel b'chaveire, you're mishalein v'eino leike? Is that only when the malchus is because of chayvel? The malchus, because of chayvel, is subordinated to tashlumen. But let's say you have another chiyuv malchus coming from another lav, right? Let's say that instead of a malchus for chayvel and tashlumen, I have a malchus for something else and tashlumen. Will I still say the tashlumen of chayvel overrides the malchus of something else? I'll give you an example in a moment. Or do I say, if the malchus is for something else, I apply the normal rule of lo geh v'eino mishalem. The nafkamina would be like this. Let's say you're chayvel somebody on Yom Tov. When you're chayvel somebody on Yom Tov, you're chayev because of malacha on Yom Tov. Right? What's the malacha of chayvel? Although, actually, that's not so pashut, actually. Is it usher, putting aside chayvel b'chaveire, putting that aside. Right, when you do malacha on Yom Tov, you're not chayav misa, you're only chayav alav. Actually, you're chayav alav and an asay, Shabbosim. Is there a malacha of chayav? What's the malacha of chayav on Shabbos? Right, I'm chayav. Right, so there's a machlekes what the malacha of chayav is. The Rambam says, chayav is chayav mishum mefarek. What is mefarek? Mefarek is really a form of dush. That's when you take, just like when you take the seed out of the chaff, right? You're taking it out of its kisoy. That's mefarek. So chayvel is you might see the blood either out of the guf or out of the blood vessel. So the Rambam says chayvel is mefarek. Taisvus learns chayvel is netilas neshama or shochet. I didn't kill the guy or the animal. Mali katla kula, mali katla palga. Since the dam is the nefesh, so whenever you're mitzi dam, either from a blood vessel, like a black and blue, or mitzi it from the guf, so Taisus says it is netilas neshama. Now it's interesting, I'm just thinking out loud. So, are you allowed to be chayvel on Yom Tov? It's interesting. So it depends. If the malacha of chayvel is netilas neshama, you're allowed to shecht on Yom Tov for eichel nefesh. Shechita is one of the malachas that's mutter for eichel nefesh. You'll ask me, okay, good, that's when I shecht, when I hit somebody. But the question then becomes, what about mitoch, right? Beis Hillel says on Yom Tov there's a principle, just like I can carry, not for food, any malacha that is mutter for eichel nefesh, is mutter even shalol l'tzarech eichel nefesh? So l'chayra, why don't I say, since chayvel is mutter when you shecht, chayvel would be mutter, al-siyamtiv, when you make a chabura. So what are we going to answer? Well, it depends. There's a machlekes Rashi in Taisvis. What is the heter of mitaych on yamtiv? Rashi's shita is that any malacha that's mutter mitam mitaych is mutter l'gamri. I could carry d'oraisa, sub things for no purpose at all. Taisus learns that even with the zetter of mitaych, you don't have to do it for food preparation, but you have to do it with sarich yamtif.
Yeah.
So that's the Rambam Shita. That's the Rambam Shita. But I'll get to that. So now there are many, many rayas. Rashi is very, very sure, because according to Rashi, for example, how could there be an iser to be meched mi yamtif l'cho? Like you can't cook on yamtif for the next day. How could that be? The din of mitaych, since I could have cooked for today, I can cook for tomorrow. Or the Gemara says. So you're going to say it's a special kedusha sakasa. Okay, that would be a kasha. The Gemara says you're not allowed to cook for animals. Lachem v'lo l'klavim. Right? You can't cook. Huh?
Isn't hachana even if it's a permitted thing?
Yeah, but that's a drabanan. But the deraisa of hachana is when you do a malacha. You can't cook on Yom Tov for animals. You can't cook on Yom Tov for Goyim. So Bishlama like Taisris, that the heter of Mitaych is only if it's a Tzorech Yom Tov. So the Torah is telling me certain things are not a Tzorech Yom Tov. A Tzorech Chol is not a Tzorech Yom Tov. Klavim is not a Tzorech Yom Tov. Goyim is not a Tzorech Yom Tov. But if you don't need a Tzorech at all, it's fair to say that these needs are inferior to no reason. Right? Rashi would have to learn it is. So, Memela Chayvel, going back to Chayvel. So, according to Rashi, there's a little hara that Lechayra Chayvel should not be usher on Yom Tov if I say that Chayvel is Netilas Neshama, because there's a heter of Mitaych. Masha'enken, according to Taisves, it would be usher because it's not a Tzorech Yom Tov. The fact that I want to beat the guy up, that doesn't make it a Tzorech Yom Tov. Now, Masha'enken, Simchas Yom Tov, yeah, okay, it's not Shavah L'chol Nefesh, that's another thing. Yeah, now, Masha'enken, if I learn like the Rambam, that Chayvel is Mishum Mefarek, so Aliba the Emes, Mefarek, you wouldn't be allowed to, you're not allowed to thresh grain on Yom Tov either, because that's before Lisha, right? So, and in addition, there's another reason why Mitaych doesn't work like the Rambam. You're 100% correct. The Rambam has a shita that Mitaych is not a general matir of all malachos on Yom Tov. Mitaych is only a matir for two malachos. Only two malachos get the benefit of Mitaych, and that is Hotzah, carrying, and Havara, cooking. So any other malacha, even if it has a hechitimsa of Eichel Nefesh, like Shechita, you're not going to apply it. Now, I will tell you, though, that Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky actually paskened on Yom Tov. He said like this. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky said on Sukkos, you're allowed to kill bees. You're allowed to kill bees on Yom Tov, because the time is that if the bees are mitzayar you, you could kill the bees and be soimich and mitaych, and being meinei at tsar is called the tsarich yamtiv. And he says, in other words, you could be soimich on the shitas that say mitaych on all the malachas. And that's what he said. It is better
not
to,
like the Rambam.
Not like the Rambam. He said it is better to kill the bee than to trap the bee. Because to trap the bee wouldn't have a heter for eichel nefesh. You're not allowed to trap animals on yamtiv, because that's, again, preliminary. So Mimela, Rav Yaakov says, the heter of Mitaych is on killing the bee, but the heter of Mitaych will not be on trapping the bee. This is what he said. Now, 100% correct, according to the Rambam, that wouldn't be a heter, according to the Rambam, because Mitaych is only for the malachas of Haitzah and
Tavar.
Yeah, the question is, you can't, it's almost impossible to kill a bee without trapping a bee. I mean, generally speaking, unless, you know, you get it in one hit. No, the traps that you set up before, yeah, you, that's that you're much
easier
to do. When
the Rambam comes to say Mitaych, or the Chatzar in the
Havara, yeah.
Is that he's saying for anything, which is even, doesn't he, no, sorry, for Yom Tov, but something which would be for Yom Tov, maybe that there is also Mitaych for.
It's mashma not that way, because if it's not for food preparation, even if it's a Tzorech Yom Tov, you still need the rule of Mitaych. Now, okay, but putting this aside, this is an interesting digression, which is not a sugya. But let's assume me'ezatam shiyya that chovel on Yom Tov is asher d'oraisa, either because I don't say mitoch, and malachas other than hotzah v'havara, or I say that chayvel is because of mafarek, and the neila mafarek doesn't have a heter of ochel nefesh. Either way, so the minhag shechina shaila would be like this: if I'm chayvel somebody on Yom Tov, so I'm chayev malchus and I'm chayev mammon. But the malchus I'm chayev is not the malchus of chovel v'chaveira. The malchus I'm chayev is the malchus of malacha b'Yom Tov. So how do you apply it here? Do I apply the rule that says malchus and mammon, malchus paters the mammon? Now there's the question becomes, how do you understand the gzeirus hakasav that chayvel b'chaveira, you have mammon and not malchus? Is it a chiddush in the malchus part, or is there a chiddush in the mammon part? There are two ways you can be madrig. You could say that the malchus of chayvel b'chaveira drops out when there's mammon, but that's only a chiddush in the malchus of chovel, not in the malchus of Yom Tov. Or do you say the mammon of chovel is always dominant, no matter what the malchus is? Now you see, the nafkmina would be, what if you have malchus mimakayim acher, such as malachas Yom Tov? Would I say in such an ifen, mashalim ainu leiker or leiker ainu mashalim? So Menachas Chinuch brings a machlekes rishayim. He's medayik in different ways, but the one thing he does say that's a davar borer, and again remember this, is that this shaila is only if you're actually chayav malchus because you got hasra. If you didn't get hasra in the malchus, it's a davar pashet. The malchus does not pater tashlumin, because unlike a chayav misa, where even if you did something b'shaydei that you're chayav misa, and you're not going to get the misa. And today, for example, I still say that even a chi of misa b'shegeg paters, by malchus only paters when you actually get the malchus. In other words, chayve malchus shegegin are not pater minat tashlumin. So our shayla about chayvo the Yom Tov is only talking about a case where a guy actually got hasra. I guess what I'm a little misupic about is, what does that mean, Bisman has said? In other words, does it mean he actually has to get the malchus, or does it mean that all of the conditions that would be necessary for him to get malchus, if we would have had smuchim, are here? I'm not sure.
Yom Tov early, but what about Moshe
with the... Well, let's take Shabbos. Shabbos is a good example. If you're Chayvel B'Shabbos, it's absolutely Pashut, you're Patra Min HaTashlumin, because the chi of Misa of Shabbos paters you. Now, by Shabbos, that's going to be true even if there was no Hasra, and even if you did it b'shogeg gomor, you thought it was mutter, you didn't know it was Shabbos, because that's called the principle chayve misais shaygegin. So this rule, chayve misais shaygegin, poter min atashlumin, is only a din in Misa. Is that,
But even a shagay gomer, you're not really chayav at all.
No, it's a good kasha. I mean, it's a good kasha. I mean, what does it even mean to say, since he's chayav the more chomer punishment, he gets out of the lesser punishment, he's not chayav the more chomer punishment?
See, even the shemayim, there are a few things.
So one possibility is that even a shegeg is be etzed. Remember, virtually every case where you're chayav misa b'mezed, the shegeg you're chayav b'korban. Right? So the pshat is basically like this. Just like the Torah says by a shor that kills somebody, the Torah says when a shor mu'ed kills somebody, so the bailam is chayav kofir. Right? You got to give. So the way the Torah describes kofir, it says gam ba'olav yumas. Now, in reality, you give kaifer, you're patur, but the pshat is, you deserve to die, but the Torah gives you a way out. So the getter is a chatas, is a getter of a kofer nafsho, meaning to say, you're chayav misa. B'shegeg you're chayav misa. Elamai, the Torah gives you a way out.
No, it's not
the chulyam, it's one way of understanding it. that is the getter of a kaiper nafshei. The other way of learning, which is not so clear, is that the gilui of kedei rishasai that says you don't get misa and mammon is really not focusing on not getting two punishments, but it's saying aveiros that carry with them the more chamor don't carry with them the less chamor. Meaning to say, an aveira is put in the Torah. No, it is. I'll tell you, it is shver, because the reason it is shver is that even if you go with the idea that one aveira, one punishment, that doesn't work when you did two aveiras. I mean, for example, you shoot an arrow which kills a guy and it rips his clothing. Now there we also say kamle b'drabim na'ivim b'shegeg. Now there you can't. It's not. That's not a problem of one aveira being mechayev in two punishments, because the chi of misa is because he killed the guy, and the chi of mammon is because he ripped the clothing. It's two different things. So there it's a more difficult thing to say. In other words, you understand this. This is an important idea, although I don't know what you do with it. That is, there are two types of kamle b'drabim na'ivim problems. One is when a single aveira has two punishments. Chayvo b'chaveira has two punishments. A malchus for the lav and a mammon. So one aspect is when one aveira has two punishments, so then we only give one of them and we go with either malchus and not mammon, or mammon and not malchus.
Even if you have asrade on the malchus?
No.
That still has to have even weekday asrade, we can say.
Well, yeah, but by chayvel you pay, so the malchus wouldn't come up. I mean.
No, I'm saying if it's more than a shiva fruta, I'm saying it.
So whether you have asrade on the malchus or not, all you do is pay. So asrade on the malchus is not going to change the din there. I mean, the din is you pay, right? If it's yesh bo shiva fruta.
Right.
The shayla of asrade is only in a case where you get. Where you get malchus and you don't pay, that would have to be you had asura for malchus.
Right.
But where you pay, you don't get malchus, we don't care. But you understand that a case like I shoot an arrow that kills somebody and rips his clothes, that's a different application of kamle b'drabim na'ivim. There, it's one action, but there are two separate aveiros that were done. One aveira is mechayev me to pay the garments. The other aveira is ritzicha. That's a different, you have to, the Gemara always mixes.
Is that really considered two actions though? Is there one action?
Well, the Gemara calls it one action. Let's assume it happened for Vasachas, even though there was a little bit of time in between.
Sorry, one,
yeah.
It's one
thing. So you have to know. So the application of kamle b'drabimimei, when there are two aveiros that are done b'vasachas, the Gemara is always medamit. The Gemara does not make a distinction, actually. But the emphasis is these are two different yesaitis. One yesait is that one aveira only has one punishment, and we pick the more chamor. Then there's another yesait that one maisa b'vasachas that has two consequences, we only give one consequence. By the way, yet another thing just to keep in mind, that all of these dinim do not apply in malchus or malchus, right? All these cases in the Gemara, you eat a bug or yesh chayresh, right? The Mishnah in Makkah says you could be chayresh one furrow, and you could be chayav many, many malchus for being chayresh kolayim and being chayresh b'shor v'chamor. Now there, you're doing many lavin b'vasachas. So how can I get two malchus? How can I get 10 malchus? Say kidei rishasai. So the obvious conclusion is kidei rishasai applies to misa and malchus, misa and mammon, malchus and mammon. It never applies to malchus and malchus, right? It never applies to malchus and malchus. Malchus and malchus, no matter how, it's one onus, even though you're multiplying it. So there's no patur of kidei rishasai on malchus and malchus. That's mukhrich from many, 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 many mishnais. Okay, so that's kind of where we're at with Chayvo. Now, I didn't what I wanted to talk about tonight, we'll get to it, is I wanted to talk a little bit more about the specific issue of Einus and Mefata. Einus and Mefata is a very, very interesting mikzaya. Einus and Mefata is, on one level, one particular aspect of Chayvo. So Einus is when a man is ma'anes, he rapes a naira. And mefate is when he entices her, right? He doesn't rape her. Now, the only thing the Torah says by einus and mefate is that if a person is mefate a naira, and there's a machlekes in the Gemara, does that include a katana? But it certainly does not include a bogera. So a naira means she's either between 12 and 12 and a half, or anyone that's under 12 and a half from the age of 3, if you hold there's kanas by a katana, that the Torah says a kanas is payable to her father of chamishim kesef, of 50 shkolim. And then there's another chiluk, and this is true whether it's einus or mefate, there's kanas. But there's an interesting chiluk. By einus, in addition to the kanas, he is mechuyev to marry her. And if he marries her, he is not allowed to divorce her. In fact, if he's b'shaleach, he's over on a lav, lo yuchel l'shalcha kol yamav. But the Mishnah says in Kesuvos, this is only if the father wants to marry her off, and she wants. So this is interesting that she has a veto. So stick with Chiddush a little bit. The Michas Chinuch is aimed on this. The halacha is for a katana and a naira, a father has the kayach to be makadosh her, even against her will. Right? So to say that she could say lo ba'in is a chiddush, but you see the Torah is being, as Kaviyachal, psychologically sensitive, because it's saying that even though a father could normally marry a woman off bal korcha, but to the ma'anes, you have to have her consent. It's a bit chiddush. Even a katana has to consent. If a katana says lo ba'ina, the father cannot marry her off. But if she and the father want, the ma'anis is mechuyev to marry her. Now, whether he marries her or not, he's mechuyev in kanas. The chiyev kanas and the chiyev of marriage are two separate chiyuvim. And even if they're mevatar on the chiyev marriage, he's still mechuyev kanas. And even if he marries, he's mechuyev kanas. Mefate is not that way. It goes to the father. The kanas vade goes to the father. Now we'll discuss this. We'll leave for next time. That's between the parties, but the kanas is a separate chiyuv. Now we'll discuss what happens if she's a bogeres. We'll discuss that. But for a naira, the kanas goes liavia, whether it's an anusa or whether it's a mafuta. But by mafuta, it's a strange thing. By mefuta, he is mechuyev to pay kenas only if he doesn't marry her. If he marries her, he's putter from kenas. Now, again, the Rambam says that he can only marry her if both she and her father are maskin. And if either she, in other words, like this, let's say he's like this, if the man has a taina, I don't want to pay kenas, I'll marry her. So even though he's ready, willing, and able to marry her, if either the father or her hold it up, he's mechayev in kanas. He doesn't have a taina, I want to marry her. But lamaisa, if he does marry her, he is patur min kanas. Right? So that's a big chiluk between einus and mefate. Now, the Ran in Nedarim says an interesting article. The Ran in Nedarim says he doesn't agree with the Rambam by a mefuta. He says by a mefuta, it should only be the father that could be ma'akiv. Yeah, we'll separate. In other words, the Ran holds by mefuta, if she agreed to be with the guy, the Torah should not give her the zechus to be ma'neya, the father, from being the kaddish. So the Ran's taina is, by a mefuta, it's only the father that could be ma'akiv. In other words, No, that's what he said. That's what the Rambam is. Since the Rambam holds, both by Anusa and Mefuta, the daughter could be Ma'akev. The Ran's taina is, by a Mefuta, only the father could be Ma'akev. Because she already agrees. So then we apply the normal rule that a father could be Mekadosh. Okay? So good. So next time we'll talk about Baishas Tupakam, which is really the Chayvah. Because in every Anusa and Mefuta, there is also Baishas Tupakam. And we'll talk about the unique halacha for that. Okay, thank you.